Finally today, the bad economy might have you rethinking your winter travel plans. If you're headed to Europe, you may want to visit a tiny Swiss town about an hour west of Zurich. That's where twin brothers Frank and Patrick Ricklin have converted a nuclear bunker into the world's first zero-star hotel. It's just $9 a night. In Switzerland, reporter Alex Helmick tried it out.
Walking down the stairs to the bunker hotel, the Nullstern Hotel, it's just about a dozen or so steps. You take a quick right, and there's a big door looking right at you. If it's unlocked, it means the hotel's open. If it's locked, the Swiss Army could be training in there. Unlike most hotels, this one makes you interact with your fellow overnight guests. There are three large rooms, two bedrooms for seven guests each, and one large lobby of sorts with a few chairs and sinks all lining the wall. The bathroom has a series of toilets in a row, and gang showers, like your local gym. It's all surrounded by thick concrete walls. After word got out about the bunker hotel, curious vacationers came out in droves to stay the night. 14 were accepted for a trial opening. Bernadette Golatz and her husband, a concrete layer, came from Austria.
It's a very nice adventure to sleep here. You cannot sleep every night in
a bunker.
Bunker.
Most of the people here are native German speakers. In fact, the 24-point code of conduct at the Nullstern is written in German. One of the codes is to expect surprises. Another is that the guests select the bedtime by taking the average amount of sleep everyone wants, then subtracting it from the mandatory 7 a.m. wake-up call. And then there's the Glücksrad, the Nullstern version of the Wheel of Fortune. Not all beds are the same. Some have more padding and nicer duvets. You spin an old bike wheel to see who gets which bed. Former German sailor Thomas Schredl gets one of the first-class rooms. He's impressed.
Pureness of the concrete, I like it.
Does it remind you of your Navy days at all?
Yes, some kind of. But you've got a lot more space here than on the frigate I've been, and so it's much more comfortable here than it was on the ship. And it is stable, you know?
It's not rocking back and forth.
But rocking the boat is exactly what co-creator Frank Ricklin wants to do with this project.
And we would like to have a system behind the stars. That would be a new system which has another meaning of being in the society. That means it's not commercial, it's more social.
In other words, what is a five-star hotel? Are stars even necessary? And does it mean you'll have a nicer stay and be more fulfilled because of it? Ricklin says the company that gives Swiss hotels star ratings has written him a letter saying it doesn't like the idea of his zero-star hotel. The bearded, shaggy-haired artist and his twin brother, Patrick, say they're taking a society obsessed with more and more amenities and giving it just the basics, so guests find joy in meeting new people in a quirky environment.
We speak about maybe we go to the restaurant, something drink, because we are here. And so it's more than only a hotel. It's a movement, it's a spirit.
So for one cold night, it was 56 degrees inside, a group of strangers, a housewife, an electrician, an economist, and a project manager, drank and laughed together in a hotel bunker 10 feet beneath the small Swiss town of Sevelen. Hotel creator Frank Ricklin says he hopes to spread the zero-star hotel idea to other towns. The one in Sevelen should be ready for full-time service in March. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick.
To check out the Zero Star Hotel, go to our website. It's npr.org. Just wait until you see what they have done with the communal bathroom. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.